Welcome to Spiritually Naked, where physical and non-physical worlds collide, offering a refreshing concoction of optimism and realism. It's time to strip down the barriers of limiting beliefs, to master the art of manifestation and synchronized living. Everything you need to live an inspired, awakened life is within your grasp. Start creating the life you desire today with Spiritually Naked as your guide to simplifying complicated issues for real life change. Now here are your hosts, Steve and Stephanie Banks.
Hello everyone, thank you for joining us here tonight on Spiritually Naked. I'm your host, Stephen Banks, and I'm here with my partner and co-host, Stephanie Banks, who in the second portion of our program will channel for us a collective consciousness named Solomon. But first, I'd like to introduce to you our guest that we have with us tonight is Tom Palladino. And Tom has spent over 25 years in research into scalar energy. And Tom has been inspired by several scientists, one of which being Nikola Tesla. Tom pursued a course of independent study to better understand scalar energy, which is also known as prana, chi, radiant energy, and zero-point energy. His dedication has enabled him to develop a technique using scalar energy that will transmute pathogens quickly and painlessly. And we're excited to speak with you today about this, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for the invitation. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you on. And I mean, this is a really exciting topic. This is,
this is cutting edge.
Cutting edge in terms of technology and health and healing. So we definitely would like to hear a lot about it.
Maybe, sure. Tom, you can start out by telling us exactly what scalar energy is, because there's lots of people out there but probably don't have a clue.
Sure. Thanks again for the invitation. Scalar energy. Everybody's an expert in scalar energy, whether you understand that or not. What is scalar energy? It's sunlight. It's starlight. It's simply a different type of light. It's not electricity. With that said, there are two energy spectrums. We have the electromagnetic spectrum. Electricity and magnetism, we're very familiar with that. There's another spectrum. And the term that's used today is scalar energy, or perhaps zero point energy. Those two terms are synonymous. I work with scalar energy on account of the fact that it's much more versatile than that of electricity, and it affords a greater control over nature. Scalar energy is really the tool to control our environment, to control nature. So scalar energy is sunlight, it's starlight, it's a different form of energy, it's not electricity, it's all around us. And the world is starting to wake up to the fact that there's two energy dimensions. Scalar energy is that other energy dimension.
So is it by you saying other energy dimension, do you simply mean like a higher frequency than these other energies we're using?
What I've discovered is this. The sun and the stars initially produce scalar energy. Scalar energy is the initial energy of the universe. And therefrom, we have a derivative, which is electricity. Electricity and magnetism will be the conversion of scalar energy. That is, the first energy is scalar energy, and ultimately scalar energy breaks down or degrades into electricity and magnetism. So we could say that scalar energy is really the primal energy of the universe. It's the initial energy of the universe. It is indeed the life force of the universe. And that's a very key concept. Once we understand that scalar energy is the primal energy of the stars, then we will have a greater understanding not only of light and energy, but of the creation of our universe per se.
So could you go so far as to say that scalar energy is the same as what many, myself included, would call source energy?
Yes, it is source energy. It's directly from the creator. It is source energy, correct.
Cool. And so you literally have developed a technology where you found a way to find, to connect other people from a distance directly to that source energy, although I know they're always connected, but you're really facilitating that. So maybe, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I would say that scalar energy in its packaged form, so to speak, the instrumentation that I have, is essentially the modern day equivalent of the Ark of the Covenant. So I have scalar energy instruments that can control source energy. And hence, with that, I have profound control over nature. And we'll get into that this coming hour. So, yes, with a scalar energy instrument, you can do so much more that you cannot achieve with electromagnetic energy. So source energy really is the key to controlling the universe.
I agree completely with that statement.
I'm a little speechless. That's pretty intense. I was trying to figure it out. With the machine that you're working with and the way that you're using it, you're focusing on disassembling pathogens using your machine. And how exactly is it doing that?
Okay, so let's once again visit my earlier statement. Scalar energy gives us control over nature, unlike that of electricity. So scalar energy is responsible for holding together all physical forms. All atomic, all molecular structure is held together by scalar energy. That is, scalar energy is the order that brings order out of chaos. You've heard that term so frequently. What brings order out of the chaotic universe? It's scalar energy. So scalar energy are the instructions for all atomic and all molecular order. So it is not electricity that holds together a molecule. It is scalar energy. So with my scalar energy instruments, I can do two things easily, readily. I can assemble molecules, or I can break apart or disassemble molecules. Now, immediately I'll address the fact that I've perfected a technique with scalar energy over the years, and I can break apart or disassemble the molecular form of germs, of pathogens. That is, I can take my scalar energy instrument and I can disassemble viruses, bacteria, fungi, protozoan. And in so doing, these germs fall apart. Well, when a germ falls apart, a pathogen falls apart, it no longer represents an infectious agent. You've nullified that molecular form. And in so doing, if you remove the causative agent of disease, you're on your way to curing or at least palliating a disease. And that's what I've achieved. And I've achieved that with great ease, if you will. It's simple to do. It's easy to do. And it's a repeatable process. So in a nutshell, I'm saying this. Scalar energy gives me control, mastery over germs, and I can break apart viruses, bacteria, fungi. Hence, it's a gift. It's a gift from God. I have discovered the cure for pathogenic disease.
That is an amazing statement for sure.
Well, I think really what you're talking about is when you break it all down and boil it down into a handful of goodness, it is simply the idea of us tapping into the energy that we came from to find healing. And you're facilitating that for those who are actively seeking, whether it's on a conscious level or not, seeking to tap into their own personal empowerment that brings the healing that they're looking for, because they're not finding it in other avenues.
Right. And that's what I was trying to wrap my brain around. So essentially, the fact that you're using the same, basically source energy, the energy that we are, our source. So would it be the same process as when someone does a self-healing, like when someone is successful at self-healing? Is it the same process? Just obviously you're using a tool, a device to do it accurately. When someone's focusing on self-healing, using the same energy, but maybe not understanding it as this is going to be scalar energy, disassembling the pathogens kind of thing. Is it
precisely?
That is what
precisely.
It is.
Precisely. Yes, people have the ability to self-heal. Or we've heard of people with healing hands, the ability to lay hands upon people and to heal people. Well, many people today have healing hands. What are healing hands? Healing hands are scalar energy hands. So, and the energy coming from a healer's hands is not electricity per se, it's scalar energy. It's scalar energy that produces the healing. So we've had many healers. When Jesus would lay his hands upon people, he would broadcast, emanate that divine essence, which is scalar energy. And now we understand what philosophers for centuries have understood. There is a different type of energy. Some people call it scalar energy, chi or prana. Well, that's true. That's accurate. There is another type of energy, and it is indeed source energy, as you both have identified. And it indeed, many people have that gift, either in healing hands, or people have the ability to heal by prayer or by word, by encouragement. So yes, again, this is not an esoteric concept. Everybody's a scalar energy expert. Everybody's familiar with scalar energy. We simply now have to define the terms and now, so to speak, own it. Now, so to speak, live up to the fact that we are scalar energy beings. Everybody has scalar energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Wow. And we just, so Steve and I just, through sourcing out your website and researching, and I just got completely enthralled and went from one video to the next, to the next, to the next. And we ended up doing the 15-day trial that you have. And that was a really interesting process. We're just at the end of it, tail end of it now. But I could definitely feel that something was going on.
Yes, yes. And let me detail what we mean. I offer a 15-day trial, a free trial to anybody so that they can try this and experience the healing power of scalar energy. Well, presently, I am able, with my scalar energy instrument, I am able to break apart, to disassemble over 400,000 species of germs, 400,000 species of mold, parasites, viruses, etc. And when we work with people in such a consummate fashion, essentially they become germ-free. And people, most people feel better. Some people who've been a compromise for years with germs, they feel great. Finally, they've been cured. So imagine what I'm saying. Viral diseases can be cured. We can destroy viruses easily. Bacterial diseases can be cured. We can break apart the molecular structure of bacteria. Parasitic diseases can be cured. We can break down the molecular structure of protozoan. And we do this all by way of scalar energy. The entire process is simple, and it's painless. Remember, we're working with light energy. We're not working with a chemical. So there's no chemical fallout. There's no chemical poisoning. There's no Herxheimer reaction. There's no toxic shock. There's no toxicity because you work with light. Light is pure. Light is clean. It's not toxic. Chemicals are toxic. Light is pure. Source energy is not toxic. It's life-giving. So not only have we found the easy way to eradicate germs, we do so in a painless fashion with pure light without any adverse side effects.
Yeah, no, we didn't have any adverse side effects at all. But I knew that something was going on. I was well aware when certain parts of my body, it seemed to me anyways, that certain parts of my body at certain times throughout the day were healing or were releasing or something. I could actually pinpoint the parts of my body that seemed to be activated more than others. Is that something that people usually feel?
Yes. Yes. That's your heightened awareness. And again, it is subtle. Eventually you feel better. You feel the release of so many germs. Your body responds. Many people say that scalar energy has given them a surge of energy. And in so doing, those people have a greater sense of vitality. Some people say that they can work longer. Some people say that they have a greater sense of mental clarity. All, again, because we have a scalar energy instrument that downloads source energy into the body. And when you download source energy into the body, it's quite different. It's quite uplifting. It indeed is a reprogramming of our chakras. It indeed is a method that we can eradicate, once again, pathogens from the body. It's a very clean approach. It's again, source energy that is only good for us. It has no adverse side effects. So I believe that this will be the healing of the future. I believe scalar energy will allow us to cure so many diseases that are, to this point, have not been beyond the reach of medical science.
And so, Tom, how long are you working with people? If they, so say, for example, I'm sure that you must have some clients that are maybe suffering some severe issues. How long do you work with them before they start seeing these things clear up?
Well, usually with, I have a standard treatment process of 30 days. And usually within the first 30 days, people feel much better. Now, I will make this distinction. It only takes one treatment. It only takes one day of treatment to destroy, to break apart a bacterium or a virus or a fungus. Hence, within the first day of treatment, people are cured. Now, I treat for the extent of 30 days on a regular basis by virtue of the fact that people like the energy. They feel great. So each day I perform a what I call a pathogenic cleansing. And each day people feel this surge of energy. And yes, people experience a release of these germs. The germs are eradicated from their body. And bluntly, with this technology, we can once again break down the molecular structure of a germ, of a pathogen. People are cured of pathogenic disease. But another upshot is this. Again, scalar energy is source energy, and my instrument is such a high-powered instrument that when I work with people, by virtue of the fact that the instrument is so high-powered, their seven chakras are balanced. So this is a reprogramming of our chakras. A chakra is a scalar energy processing point. We all have chakras. Everybody has seven scalar energy processing points. Now, the upshot of the chakra balancing is a greater sense of mental clarity. I firmly have witnessed, and I firmly believe, I should say, that people who have experienced a chakra balancing, it indeed reprograms their brain waves.
Yeah, I have to admit.
Consider that. Yeah.
Yeah, I have to admit that from this last 15-day treatment, that's what I've gained. I've gained some really clear insights about myself over the last 2 weeks, which is, it could easily be due to the fact of the scalar energy treatment.
Wonderful. Thank you for that input. So what I have observed over the years, the chakra balancing does indeed reprogram our brain waves, our beta waves, our delta waves, our theta waves. And many people say that they have a greater sense of awareness, a greater sense of mental acuity. Some people say that their sleep pattern has improved, that they can finally sleep without interruption. So by reprogramming our brain waves, some people overcome insomnia or restlessness at night. Some people go as far to tell that the reprogramming of their brain waves has enhanced their imagination. Some go as far to say that their dreams are enhanced by way of scalar energy and the chakra balancing. So consider what I'm saying. Scalar energy, once again, is not electricity. Hence, the effects that we will experience from a scalar energy instrument are unique. And unless you understand that concept, and unless you can indeed develop a scalar energy instrument, you will not derive these benefits. You can only derive these benefits from scalar energy. You cannot, per se, derive these benefits from electricity. So this has been my lifelong endeavor, to first theorize and understand scalar energy, and then with time and prayer and experimentation, to develop a process to deliver this energy. Frankly, this is all groundbreaking research on my part. And my point is to frankly, educate the world, to encourage the world that this has merit, that scalar energy is indeed real, and that we can improve our health, amongst other things. Scalar energy is so versatile. There are thousands of applications that we can use scalar energy with. It is my contention that scalar energy will have a more profound effect upon mankind than that of the computer. Because it's energy, it's a new technology. So I am just crying out to the world to recognize this gift. And it literally beckons mankind. Accept scalar energy. It's a new technology. It will be a new way of living. It will improve everybody's lifestyle. I foresee that in the near future.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. And there's another interesting aspect about what you can do with scalar energy, and that's to assemble nutrients inside the human body. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Again, scalar energy gives me control over molecular forms. I have control over the physical universe. So I can tell my instrument to assemble vitamins and minerals and antioxidants in the body. All by way of these instructions, these scalar energy instructions. Well, how does that work? Well, imagine the human body. Everybody's composed of carbon and oxygen, nitrogen, phosphorus, magnesium. I literally take the existing elements in the body and I rearrange those elements into a vitamin or into an antioxidant or into a fatty acid or into an amino acid. So I use the building blocks of the body, the elements in the body. I instruct the body to rearrange those elements. And the final product is a molecule, such as a vitamin or a mineral or an antioxidant. So this is the easy way to provide nutrition. It's the fundamental way. We have light instructions, scalar light instructions, that take the elements of the body, rearrange those elements into a nutrient. It's a perfect way to assemble and deliver a nutrient.
So somebody could really, if they wanted to, it would become like brushing their teeth. You set you up for a lifetime daily dose every morning. You get your nutrients and you have a cleanse every day and you don't even have to do anything except for go on autopilot with you.
I would hope that we're going down that route.
It sounds like I'm making fun, but I'm really not. I'm being quite serious.
I
know you are.
Okay, good. Yeah, I just wanted to make that clear because I kind of want to set up for sign up for a lifetime deal here.
Right. And I can appreciate that. And many people, once they experience this modality, they sign up, they register 12 months out of the year. It works. Scalar energy on a daily basis can cleanse us of germs. And secondly, we can balance our chakras every day. And the third modality, we deliver nutrients to our body from head to toe. So you consider those three modalities. I consider this to be the universal health package. Now, we've heard of a lot of bickering in Washington, D.C. about a health care plan. I think this is a health care plan bar none. First of all, it works. Secondly, it's safe. And other attributes, it's relatively inexpensive and it's easy to deliver. Well, this will be the healthcare of the future. Mark my word. It will not be Obamacare. This will be the healthcare of the future.
Yeah, I agree with you fully. And before we're almost out of time here for this portion of the program, but I'd like to talk to you about the fact that the way you're doing it is the way you're treating an individual is using the energy from their picture. Is that how it is?
That's correct. Now, this is the beauty of scalar energy. It works like a satellite. You don't have to be present in my laboratory. I can deliver the signal to you. I can treat you at a distance. All I need is a photograph of you. I need a photograph of some part of your skin. Some part of your anatomy has to be photographed. If you submit a photograph of some part of your body, my instrument will be able to identify you and then send scalar energy instructions to you. So frankly, I've been treating people throughout the world, and I've been able to deliver these scalar energy instructions by way of a photograph. So imagine what this means. Imagine if people send me 1 million photographs. I could treat 1 million people.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. It's essentially the same as distant healing, for example. When you set the intention to heal someone or you're sending them love, you're doing it intentionally. You have that vision in your mind of this person or their essence or something, some way specifically. It's basically that intention that's being sent through your picture.
Yes, thank you. And that would lend itself that prayer is an emanation of scalar energy or a thought. Any type of positive thought is an emanation, a broadcast of scalar energy. So my instrument works, as you put so well, like distant healing. And I can work at a distance just as the prayer or a thought can work at a distance. Well put.
And I think, you know, what I keep coming back to here is I can't wait for you to have a conversation with Solomon, because I think that's why I'm so excited about it. It's hearing you talk reminds me of hearing their messages from 4 or 5 years ago about tapping into the energy of the sun. And that was a prominent message that came through early just after my bike accident when I started receiving these messages, and I didn't understand why. And they were talking about the sun and the energy of the sun as being the foundational force for healing as a human being in the world, tapping back into source energy.
For energy exchange. That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. It's source energy. All energy originates from the sun, from the stars. And they're from those instructions from sunlight and starlight assemble the world and maintain the world, the universe for that matter.
Wow. That's amazing.
But
I'm very grateful for the work that you've been doing and for your passion and your ambition to introduce people to something that they already have within them and to empower them to take healing into their own hands. I think it's a really valuable course in life that you've taken.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, obviously this is what the world needs right now, and you're here bringing it to us. So thank you so much for doing that. Perhaps you'd like to let our audience know where they can find you and where they can sign up for a 15-day free trial.
Sure. The website is creativestrength.us. Anybody in the world can sign up by emailing your photograph. Send us your photograph by way of email. All I need is some part of your skin, your face, or your hand. And in so doing, with that photograph, we'll treat you for free for 15 days. There is no catch here. We don't ask for a credit card. Again, the website is creativestrength.us. The purpose of this program is to introduce everybody to scalar energy. And the easiest way to do that is to treat people for free for 15 days. So once again, creativestrength.us. Visit the website, sign up for free. Share it with your friends and family. You could share it with 1,000 people. I want to get this information out there.
And I would like to just add to that it, you know, if there's people that out there that are skeptical, just start looking at the testimonials. Like, you have a lot of testimonials to go by. So the proof is in the pudding, right?
Absolutely.
Yes,
and I highly recommend everybody checking that out and getting the 15-day free trial. And stay tuned, and we'll be back with Tom and Solomon.
It is our pleasure to be here with you in this time, in your space, as we come together to discuss your journeys as a human being, yet as an energetic being, as the topic is today. This is one of our favorite topics, yes? For we understand, as many of you do, that you are energetic beings living as a human being. And it is about reconnecting with that energetic self that will bring you into the place of wholeness. So we appreciate this opportunity to come to you with the mutual understanding that we are here to support one another on our journeys. We thank you for this opportunity. We would like to invite you at this time to put forth any questions and queries, and we will do our best to appease your curiosity.
Scalar energy is source energy. It's from the Creator. Now, with that said, scalar energy presents a new way of living, a better way of living for mankind. It has been said that originally, Adam and Eve had perfect energy, scalar energy. They had a mortal life. We're going back to that era, back to that simplicity, back to that perfection of scalar energy, in which everybody will be once again a scalar energy being. Now, with that in mind, do you have a time frame? Is there a time frame? Do you think mankind will soon enter that era in which scalar energy will be embraced, and one day we will all once again be united to this source energy?
This would be our hope. This would be what we see in the future. This would be what many of you are working towards. This would be the momentum that you are traveling down, that you are in the midst of. Yet there are many factors and variables that come into play Therefore, by reading the energy of the world, of the planet, of each and every one of you collectively at this time, yes, this is the direction that you are headed. Soon is a relative question. Not necessarily tomorrow or in your lifetime, but there will be an exponential growth in the awareness and in the understanding of your energetic connections, of your divine creation, of your connection to source energy, of your eternalness, let's say. We would just like to clarify that this is an old energy. This is not a new energy. This is the original energy of who all of you are. This is your creation. You are simply tapping into the power of your wholeness, into the power of source creation, into the power of all that is. Therefore, yes, back when the earth was created as such, where there were organisms and beings in place, there was the idea of a pure form of energy being in a more, let's say, neutral state, less conflicted state, less abused, let's say, bodies and mentalities and psyches. Throughout the course of history, there have been events and circumstances that have impacted the human being and in such a way impacted your connection to that source. Now, as you move collectively in the direction of wholeness, in the direction of collective living, in the direction of unified living, in the direction of becoming a more natural being, you will gradually but consistently move into your deep understanding of who you are and how you were created and what you were created from, hence tapping into this energy. Yes? Does this make sense? Does this clarify?
Yes, of course, of course. Let's look at the universe. Everything begins with light. Light are the instructions of the universe. Hence, scalar light serves to instruct the universe, the spiritual, the cognitive, the emotional, the physical realms. One of my designs with scalar energy is to download knowledge, to download wisdom. Scalar energy, once again, serves as instructions, as cognitive instructions. So it's my design, it's my desire for people to learn easily, perhaps effortlessly in the future by way of a scalar energy download. Now, compare it to a computer. You can download information into a computer. Well, our minds are perfect computers. They're much more fascinating, and they have their capability far outstrips that of a computer. So with that said, I want to be able to download knowledge, to download information, to download understanding into the human mind. My design is to intellectualize the world, one of my designs. Do you see that? Do you see that scalar energy will be a tool for knowledge?
Yes, with the awareness that comes with it. Nothing is downloadable unless there is a receiver of it, yes? In other words, it takes a degree of acknowledgement, of awareness, of understanding that there is something to be downloaded that is part of and an imperative part of the human being. In other words, the receiver must be in the receiving mode. This will be your biggest challenge as you are discovering, yes? But this is also part of your own personal process, your own personal journey to awaken, to become part of those that are awakening the planet by shedding the light on your ideas. Yes?
Thank you. Yeah, precisely. So as we can see, scalar energy is a gift from God, but you have to accept it. You have to acknowledge the gift. You have to be willing to accept this gift. And that really is a movement of the spirit. It's your disposition. So what would you recommend? How do we dispose people to accept this gift? How is it that people will be open to this?
By continuing to do what you are doing, by exposing what you are finding, by continuing to share your findings, by being the passionate healer that you are, by reaching out to those around you who will then reach out to those around them, by understanding the idea of the domino effect. This will not necessarily happen in one foul swoop, although what you are doing is making a difference exponentially on the planet. This is where your focus needs to stay in tune. Not looking too far ahead, but rather living in this present moment of today and what you are doing today that is making a difference around the planet, that is raising the vibration based upon what you are doing. Yes?
Oh, yes. Okay. So with that said, the scalar energy instruments have an incredible reach. That is, with one scalar energy instrument, I could easily treat 50 million photographs a day. Again, for the audience, all that we need is a photograph to treat a person. A photograph works like a cell phone or works like a radio. If a cell phone or a radio can receive a signal, then your photograph acts like a receptor, a receiver. So with that said, I envision that we will be treating millions of people a day. We could easily receive millions of miniaturized photographs from around the world, and we could easily treat millions of people every day. So my question is this. Do you foresee in the near future that we will be treating 10, 20, 30 million people a day? And if so, what are the means? What is the pathway to that goal?
By continuing through the process of raising awareness. This is how you are going to become unlimited in your capabilities. There is no limit to what you are doing, as you know, yes? There is no doubt in your mind that you could literally, if everyone was on board, treat the entire planet in one fell swoop. Of course, you would need some assistance in that, yes? But there is no limit to source energy. There simply is no limit. That which limits source energy is a construct of the human mind. The idea of doubt, the idea of not understanding how something works or why, there is really no need to completely understand how this is working. It is more about the understanding that it does. The feeling associated with having complete faith and trust in your own ability to align with that energy where everything is possible, where healing is possible, where you are literally tapping into your own, let's say, energetic placenta. Yes? Does this make sense?
Sure. So with the audience in attendance, what would you suggest? How would you suggest that we crystallize the people listening to this broadcast? How can people become involved if they're so inclined? Again, this takes a team effort, and we have to raise the awareness around the world. What is suggested? How do we crystallize people around the world, including the people who will listen to this broadcast?
We always recommend diving in and experimenting. Experiment with this yourself. It is only through one's ability to see and experience a difference, a change within the human body based on experience. You could tell somebody over and 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 over again that something is working for you, but it is not until personal experience comes into play, when there is a shift, where there is a transformation from a concept to a feeling, that this is working. Try it, experiment. Allow yourself to tap into your abilities through a facilitator such as yourself to bring one into alignment where healing is possible, where everything is possible. We are talking about source creation. It is the parent of all energy, yes? It is where there is no boundaries. There are no limits. There is no such thing as time and space. This is why this type of energy is able to seemingly move from A to B without actually moving through space. Yes? Is this making sense? It is instantaneous. It is within. It is all around. It is on top of. It is underneath. It is inside. It is everywhere. It is everywhere at once. So when you are talking, how do we reach, how do we create a higher sense of understanding? How do we enable people to believe in this? That is a personal choice that will be up to them. Those that are listening will be wondering and questioning and imagining on their own, in their own way. Perhaps this is a time for you to simply plant a seed. Perhaps it is a time for somebody to instantly want to try this on their own. That is not up to you. What is up to you is to follow that passionate part of you that is believing and knowing and understanding the power of what you are doing, and enabling yourself to continue that down that path should not be directed or driven by who is jumping on board. It is more about your knowledge, your knowing, your faith in what you're doing that will keep you going through your process, keep you moving, keep expanding upon those that are gravitating towards you based on what you are doing. Yes? Is this making sense?
Sure. Let's elaborate upon that. Scalar energy is everywhere. And with scalar energy, there's no separation. That is, there is not one point in contrast to another point. That is, the entire universe is one point. So everything is interconnected. So with scalar energy, we transcend space and time. So scalar energy is not only an internal energy, but it is also a limitless energy. That is, scalar energy will allow us to access the entire universe. Now, with this technology, with this new way of living, it's always been my contention that scalar energy, the acceptance and the incorporation of scalar energy, will have a great impact upon mankind. It's been always my contention that scalar energy will have a greater impact than that of the computer. Would you concur with that?
Yes.
Right, right. So imagine a world with computers and a world without computers. And my comparison now is a world that does not recognize scalar energy to the future, and hopefully the near-term future, in which the world will embrace scalar energy. It's always been my consideration that scalar energy, its technology, will have a much greater impact upon mankind than that of the computer. So if you're listening to this broadcast, and this is the first time you've ever heard of scalar energy, it will not be the last time. Scalar energy will have a greater effect upon the world, a more positive impact than that of the computer. So I ask those of you within earshot, please take this up. Please pray upon this first and foremost, and then tell your friends about it. This is an energy that is about to change the course of human history. Do you agree with that statement, that scalar energy is about to change the course of human history?
It has the potential, yes. But it takes each individual on the planet to be in accordance with this idea. Scalar energy,
you're right.
Source energy, this is the energy, like we said earlier, where potential is not limited by that of the human mind. Under that umbrella, what you're saying is definitely potential, yes? But it requires the human mind to step aside and to allow the soul, the spirit, to step into the driver's seat and begin directing the choices that you make in life. Those choices being, am I a victim to the world around me? Am I merely an obstacle in everyone's way being trampled upon? From this perspective that many of you are in, you will not be in alignment with the idea that you are part of source creation, that you are an eternal being, that you are originating from this deep divine source of energy. There needs to be a shift in perspective, a shift in persuasion within the human mind that allows each individual on the planet to tap into this empowerment. This will become and is part of your journey to raising awareness on the planet. It requires a shift in transformation first, and then you will see the potential to a greater degree in what you are offering, in what you are sharing, in what you are teaching. This is something that all of you on the planet already know. You are this energy. Now, if you are this energy, what is possible? Everything. Yes?
Mm-hmm. That's true. So what instructions can you give to our audience listening to this broadcast? Are they being called first and foremost? And if they are, how can they promote scale energy? How can they spread the word?
If there are people listening at this time, which there are, they have already been directed by their intuitive self to tune in. We recommend always to listen to that sense of intuition, to listen to that soul part of you that is speaking. And if this feels like it is right for you at this time, if this resonates on a level where you feel that this is for you now, then by all means, carry on further in your exploratory mission of finding out more about it, of experimenting with it. If it feels as though it is not right for you at this time, then don't force it. This is true for anything. This is true for anything. If it feels right, carry on. Understand when it is your intuitive self speaking and when the mind comes into play with the doubts. That part of you that is saying, that's too easy. Well, remember this. Everything in the universe is simple. The human mind is what creates complications.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. So with that said, I have one more question. It's been given to me, the Holy Spirit has convinced me that scale energy will be used to illuminate objects, to power the world. Scale energy will be our new source of power. Why? Well, first and foremost, it's an infinite, clean source of energy. There is no scarcity with scalar energy. And it's easy to deliver this energy. So when mankind is ready, we will then have an infinite supply of energy, which will be scalar energy. And in so doing, we will no longer have an energy crisis. Why? Because the sun and the stars are the source of energy. And the sun and the stars are eternal. So we have an eternal supply of energy. Do you see this eternal supply of energy, scalar energy, within our lifetimes? Do you see that the world will be powered by scalar energy within our lifetime?
Not necessarily within your lifetime, but perhaps within the lifetime of the younger people on the planet. But this is a far-fetched idea still for many people based on the idea of money. Based on the current perception of the collective consciousness, based on the need for the computers of which you speak, there is going to have to be a dramatic shift in the collective consciousness for renewable energy to become a more integrated part of your collective experience on the planet. In other words, you are not quite there yet, but you are moving in that direction. You are moving quite quickly in that direction. There is no doubt about this. But we urge and emphasize that this is an individual process. This comes from each and every one of you understanding and choosing to understand, to become more aware of the wisdom that lies within, of the wisdom that collectively unifying together as one caring for each other as much as you care about those close to you, that you will become a human family once again, where all of you are cared for equally by that which already exists. There is no need to rape and pillage, let's say, the planet for that which you need to survive. There are alternative means, and you are in alignment with one of those means. So we urge you to carry on with your job. You have taken this very seriously. We see that. And we acknowledge and appreciate what you are doing. And we are in your corner. We are with you on this journey. We are source energy. We are scalar energy. This is what all of us, us included on this side, are comprised of. Before you come into this planet as a human being, you are pure energy. So when those around you speak about tapping into, tuning in, becoming in alignment, understanding your authentic self, your true nature, being genuine, all of these things, this is pure source energy that is being talked about. And from there, you can heal yourself. From there, you can create a magical life. From there, you can synchronize events that create ease and flow within your lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One more question. I am working with missionaries, Christian missionaries in Africa and social activists in Africa. And thus far, we've already treated 10 to 15 million people in Africa. And the mission in Africa is spreading like wildfire. People are being cured of HIV, by the way, in Africa. What is your comment about the acceptance of scalar energy in Africa?
The further a culture is away from their roots, from their natural source of being, the more distant they are from the understanding that they are source energy. Yes? Does this make sense? Mm-hmm. Therefore, when you're working in cultures that are closer to their roots, closer to their energetic selves, there will be more of a receptive nature to the idea that you're bringing forth. Yes? Does this make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. So you will find this in parts of the world where the idea of self-healing is not so foreign. When you're dealing with more advanced societies, and we have quotes around the word advanced societies, you will find that it is a little more difficult to break into that mold. But this is where your true challenge will come. We would like to thank you for this opportunity to discuss with you that which you are most passionate about, that which all of you are made up of. We look forward to our next exchange.
Thank you, Solomon. Wow, that was
scalar. Well, you know, what do you really say?
Ever since I saw the first frame of your video, Tom, I was, I knew intuitively that this is where we're going, and jumped on the 15-day free trial right away with Stephanie and myself. And we decided we would do this interview. And since then, I've been very curious as to what Solomon would be saying about it. Is he going to say anything in conflicting with this idea? And there is no conflict there whatsoever.
Well, there's nothing to conflict upon, really. Source energy, scalar energy is just that.
Right, but up until this point, it's been a dialogue. So, for example, you say scalar energy. To me, it's like, you know, a bunch of letters. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I have an idea is, but you know what I mean? So this, for me anyways, is some real confirmation because, I mean, I've been working with Solomon for 5 years now through Stephanie, and I haven't heard a falsity come through yet. So I'm just really excited about that, Tom. So that's pretty amazing.
It's a confirmation. You know, God does not contradict himself. Plain and simple. And this is the God energy. This is source energy. The creator does not contradict himself. This is an incredible gift to mankind. So what you both are doing by way of this broadcast, and in the future, I'm sure we'll work together. Let's change the world.
Absolutely.
Well, and that's what, you know, that's what it's all about. And, you know, it's been, we've met some just amazing people that are all after the same thing. And we're all working on it in our own way, in our own fashion, but we're supporting each other in our journeys. And by having this radio show and talking to people all across the globe, we're the whole, I believe, the fundamental purpose that not only the guests, but Steve and I are striving for is to empower people to recognize our divinity, to recognize our eternalness, to know that there's people all over the world, such as yourself, that their purpose in life, their passion is to change the world. And I think that's a really powerful statement. And I really, really hope that the people out there feel the same way about it as I do. It almost makes me teary. Like, there's so much energy in just in that thought.
Amen. Amen. Well put. Well stated. Looking forward to it. It's a group effort.
Absolutely. It is a group effort, and together we will shed the light for everybody. And like Steph said, self-empowerment is our path, and together we are getting there.
And Solomon, you know, one of the things that really stands out in terms of the conversation that you were having with Solomon is, you know, you can have all the tools in the world to help people, but the people that you want to help need to be in a receptive mode. If they're not in a receptive mode, you're just going to stand there and knock at the door and say, hey, I have exactly what you need. But unless they open the door, even just a crack, and sometimes that's all it takes. You know, us having this conversation may have just opened the crack in somebody's thoughts and in somebody's world enough that they then start gravitating, at least in what I would call a more enlightened direction.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Tom, this has been an amazing conversation, and I'm so excited for what you're doing, and I'm really excited that you were on our program so we can share this opportunity for people. Maybe you would like to give your website one more time?
Sure. The website for the free trial is creativestrength.us. If you want to call me, you can reach me at area code 805-364-3051. Again, let's change the world. Scalar energy is the means to change the world. Let's do it all together.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tom. Well, thank you so much for being here with us tonight, Tom. It was a great pleasure.
Yeah. My pleasure. Yeah. Thank you, Buck.
Thank you.
Thank you to all our listeners out there for being here with us tonight. Tune in 2 weeks as we will have with us another interesting guest named Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. For those of you who'd like to learn more about Stephanie and Solomon, or to book your own personal or group Solomon session, go to our website at stephanie-banks.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel at solomonlive.com. Thanks again, everyone, and have an amazing week.